Thoughts on Micah. The Shepherd. The Shepherd. This is Micah 5, verses 4 and 5. This is what Micah says in his prophecy. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace. Micah 5, verses 4 and 5. The Shepherd. Surely this is speaking of the Messiah. Surely this is speaking of the New Covenant. Surely this is speaking of the way Christ is the Shepherd of his people. Surely this is John chapter 10. My sheep know my voice. They follow me. They're mine, therefore they will follow me. They belong to me. They are kept in my hand. Nothing shall pluck them out of my Father's hand. John chapter 10 is surely the commentary on Micah 5, verses 4 to 5. He, the Messiah, verse 4, he will stand. He is the shepherd of his flock, the great shepherd, of his flock, of his sheep, of his elect, of his people. And he stands in the strength of the Lord. God's strength, almighty strength, his Father's strength, strong, almighty, all-powerful, with all authority, this shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, said David, Psalm 23, verse 1. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord. He will feed them, he will defend them, as David did the flock, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live. And they will live securely. Why? Because of his greatness. It's John chapter 10 again. They'll go in and out and fight pasture. They'll be protected. I will defend them. I will go ahead of them. I will watch them. Why? Because of my power. They will live securely. For then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. His kingdom will not be confined to Israel, was spread over all the world. In the Old Covenant, it was Israel alone. But in the New Covenant, it's all the believers in the world. And the upshot, and he will be their peace. Not only will they have peace, but Christ himself is peace. In me you shall have peace, John 16, verse 33. He himself is our peace. I want to read a few verses. I think it was a much longer hymn from Charles Wesley. Thou shepherd of Israel and mine. Yes, you see, shepherd, yes. The shepherd. Thou shepherd of Israel and mine, the joy and desire of my heart. For closer communion I pine. I long to reside where thou art. The pasture I languish to find, where all who their shepherd, their bay, are fed, on thy bosom reclined, and screened from the heat of the day. Let me say that again. The pasture I languish to find, where all who their shepherd obey, are fed, on the bosom reclined, thy bosom reclined, and screened from the heat of the day. Ah, show me that happiest place, the place of thy people's abode, where saints in an ecstasy gaze and hang on a crucified God. Thy love for a sinner declare, thy passion and death on the tree, my spirit to Calvary bear, to suffer and triumph with thee. 'Tis there, with the lambs of the flock, there only I covet to rest, to lie at the foot of the rock on, or rise to be hid in thy breast. 'Tis there I would always abide, abide in me, says Christ, John 15, and never a moment depart, concealed in the cleft of thy side, eternally held in thy heart. He shall lead his flock. He shall bear gently the young in his arms. How many pictures there are in the Bible of the shepherd. And Christ, brother and sister, is our shepherd. O unbeliever, that you might know this shepherd, the only shepherd of the sheep. O that you might belong to that number.